in to exchange a quick glance. "I'll put on the mask when we land," Shigar whispered to her. He hadn't wanted to on Klatooine, disliking the grotesque appearance it lent him and the stench of poorly cured leather.
"You can say I told you so then."
She just nodded. He was glad he couldn't see her expression. Bilboosa Spaceport was crowded with every kind of sentient species and droid model that Lorin had ever heard of. The air was thick with spices and a dense melange of language. As the red silk chances disgorged its passengers with nary a pretense of courtesy, they blended into the muddy stream of life as character befit, pushing, shoving, appealing for passage, or simply standing still and waiting for an opening. Shigar, now clad in the snarling visage of a rancor racer, blended in perfectly. They negotiated the press as gracefully as possible and chartered a hopper to take them to Gabroila, the city closest to Tassah Barish's palace. There was no need to pass through security or to change currencies. All forms of credits were accepted on Hutta. After checking that Shigar's chip wasn't counterfeit, the Evokai driver swept them recklessly into the never-ending stream of traffic, provoking a dozen potentially fatal near misses. Lorin kept her eyes and attention on the interior of the cab. Their mission was dangerous enough without worrying about everyday threats. The journey to Gabroila was a long one, and it felt even longer. Hutta's damp biosphere was poisoned by millennia of industrial abuse, making it hazardous even to breathe there. Those few species to survive the Hutt's takeover of the world had mutated beyond recognition. Some, like the hardy Kemi lizard, had evolved the ability to take sustenance from compounds that might kill an ordinary animal. Others perfected elaborate and expensive chemical defenses, or occupied those few niches that weren't sodden with pollutants. Such niches were vigorously contested, making their inhabitants some of the most vicious in the galaxy. The Hutts themselves were a prime example of evolution in action. Corpulent and slug-like, their ancestors must have made easy prey on their original homeworld. But environmental catastrophe had forced them to become hardier in several ways at once, developing surprisingly powerful muscles beneath all their flab, and minds to match. They were the original niche dwellers, and now formed the summit of the food chain. Lorin rode in silence, very familiar from her time in Special Forces with long periods during which nothing happened. She would have liked to make plans for their arrival in Gabroila, but Shigar was silent, caught up in his own thoughts. She let him be, and pondered the matter herself. Security around the palace was bound to be tight, and they had been unable to purchase the right IDs to get in. In a culture of fakes and lies, demonstrating appropriate authenticity was going to be difficult, unless they found a back entrance that wasn't watched from a dozen angles at once. Somehow, she didn't think it was going to be that easy. The palace was as large as the neighboring city. Shigar was both intimidated and reassured by its sprawling vastness. It would be easier to hide behind those ornate walls among the thousands of servants, penitents, and other enemies that converged wherever money concentrated. At the same time, there would be eyes everywhere. They couldn't afford to slip up once.